previously broadcast program.
Crew, I'll try S-Dog on this one. I can't switch on production. We don't know divvies around here much. Get up, I'll try all the boys inside. Yo, yo, I'm in a big boy merc, so I hot the curve. I see them boys in blue, so I drop the third. I put my foot down quick, we don't stop the shit. With that whip, your shift like I hit the strip. Four boys sealed up in a chargy truck. Big boy lines in that naughty stuff. Four wheel drive, I'll climb to the right, bright lights to the side, right. Sham. I'ma pull up on that big 450, pop it and twist it. Watch when it kicks it, cops are resisting, boys are resisting. Drop it and lift it, course I'm a misfit. Red light, risk it, bitch I'm a chava. Big goose Parker, all black clava. All blacked out, coming with a mask on. Coming for the lock, coming for the jackpot. I'ma pull up on that big 450, pop it and twist it. Watch when it kicks it, cops are resisting, boys are resisting. Drop it and lift it, course I'm a misfit. Red light, risk it, bitch I'm a chava. Big goose Parker, all black clava. All blacked out, coming with a mask on. Coming for the lock, coming for the jackpot. Yo, it's SDO to the GG, laying some fire with the BBCC. Big boy tracks get back, big boy bats get racked. Blue light slash, pillow go slap. Blacked out S3 DSG mad. PC plonker drives out my granddad. Lost go kicked up, car went sideways. I'm game for the graph, but it's gotta go my way. Shams not trying to get another court date, but I'm trying to put food on my family's plate. Always stay loyal on the state, putting that work in, trying to get paid. I'm not lazy fam, I'm active. Shams, Kane and Clive, it's a mad thing. All of the bitches dancing, fuel line car with them, man, I get ramped. On that big 450, pop it and twist it. Watch when it kicks it, cops are resisting, boys are resisting. Drop it and lift it, course I'm a misfit. Red light, risk it, bitch I'm a chava. Big goose Parker, all black clava. All blacked out, coming with a mask on. Coming for the lock, coming for the jackpot. I'ma pull up on that big 450, pop it and twist it. Watch when it kicks it, cops are resisting, boys are resisting. Drop it and lift it, course I'm a misfit. Red light, risk it, bitch I'm a chava. Big goose Parker, all black clava. All blacked out, coming with a mask on. Coming for the lock, coming for the jackpot.
Three white lines in a bank. I be in a club, tryna kick it like Lampard. That's where I might think a bad bitch skanker. Did a bare back in a dad jacket back. Big white Z wanna kick back, please call dispatch. Three white eyes and a six pack. Think 10 birds wanna chit chat. She be sucking dick for the VIP wristband, yo. What can I say, I'm a born sinner. 155 in a all black dinger. Cops don't want it, smoke that chronic. Not one joke that that boy's not shotting. Two birds in the back of the whip, sucking dick from the grab and the sniff. But don't check when I pull up and I'm taking your bitch. I'm not sick, be thinking that I'm taking the pitch, a little div.
On that big 450, pop it and twist it. Watch when it kicks it, cops are resisting, boys are resisting. Drop it and lift it, course I'm a misfit. Red light, risk it, bitch I'm a chava. Big goose Parker, all black clava. All blacked out, coming with a mask on. Coming for the lock, coming for the jackpot. I'ma pull up on that big 450, pop it and twist it. Watch when it kicks it, cops are resisting, boys are resisting. Drop it and lift it, course I'm a misfit. Red light, risk it, bitch I'm a chava. Big goose Parker, all black clava. All blacked out, coming with a mask on. Coming for the lock, coming for the jackpot.
Thank you. think I'm drunk enough. Oh God, I think I'm falling in love. What you smoking on? Baby girl, I need a hit of the drugs. Riding 85, pumping elevator. Roll up on my problems in this Rello paper. So wine while my records playing, breaking down sativa, bumping out of world. I drop in my room, dodging expectation. Yeah, yeah. And then Jesus Christ watching me, probably sipping Hennessy on ice. Top it twice, neon lights flashing on the pearly gates. Heaven got some shows tonight. Finna wait in line for a chance to see Prince. Hoping on a second chance at life. In case the one I'm living in never do me right. And this high completely caught me by surprise. Doubled up on edibles on summer nights. Leather seats for summer weather. The sun is up. Pink sky twisted up with the loop.
CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal. You're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at 4:14 in the morning. Not 4:13, not 4:15, but 4:14 in the morning. Here for some live, uncut, raw radio with the lads.
Laddies.
The boyos.
Laddisons.
Yeah. The Boysons. My name's Zach. Who do I got to my right?
It's Patrick. And to my right is...
Liam. And to my right is...
Tony Two Hands. But he's not feeling so good tonight, so he's not going to talk for a little bit. Maybe he'll open up later on the microphone, but Tony's not doing so hot today. He's been fixing his car... He's been having a rough time with it, and he's just in a terrible, terrible mood, so we'll give Tony his space tonight.
Yeah, it's hard to get the parts for COVID. All the factories are down. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't get, like, I was at the skate shop today, and they only had, like, a very small range of, like, trucks that they had. They're, like, all the factories have been, like, shut down.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Even, like, wheels, too, because skateboard wheels are made of urethane, and mm-hmm. that's the same thing that they're using to make the shields for people, like, the cough shields.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. So, like, I was, like, looking for, like, soft skateboard wheels, and I had to, like, go on Amazon and, like, track down, like, a random, like, independent seller to, like, buy, like, the wheels I was, like, looking for. Like, no skate shops had it.
That's crazy.
Wartime rationing.
Yeah.
Wartime rationing, and skateboarding is getting hit, guys, you know?
Conserve
your wheels. Get grinding with it.
Get grinding with it. I haven't really seen it for anything I'm looking for, but I was actually, like, reading up on this, like... on the internet today, and we're probably going to see some major, like, economic impacts from COVID. Not, like, right now we're not seeing them, but the after effects and, like, the effects that are still going to be going on as this still perpetuates itself, because it's not ending anytime soon, you know. We're going to see major shortages in the next year. Like, for now we have surplus of certain things, but yeah, I really wonder what it's going to be like within the next year if things don't really get too solved, you know. I wonder what is going to be a priority in production, what isn't, what we're going to be lacking. These are...
Remember when everyone was stocking up on toilet paper?
Yeah.
That
how
seems
much,
like years ago now.
Yeah, how much things
like
have changed.
How we're so young.
Little did we know we'd need years worth of toilet paper.
If we were going to be stocking up for the entire... What is it? Yeah, it's really become, like, so normalized, just, like, at least, like...
Living amongst COVID?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the new normal.
It totally is the new normal. In the beginning, everyone was freaked out, but, like, now it's just, like, people are out.
Remember when we thought it was going to be, like, 2 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember my English teacher being like, you know, school is closing for a week. We're going to see what happens. I have a hunch.
I was with Patrick the night before the world went to shit.
Yeah.
We were just talking about it. We were like, holy fuck, this is like getting kind of serious. I wonder. And we were like, nah, it's going to be
fine.
And we were like talking
fine.
About it a lot. Like,
yeah.
I think we watched like a John Oliver even that night or something. Like,
yeah, we watched some sort of.
It was like after thing. A taco. It was after the last. No, it wasn't
no, it was
the last
work.
Taco. It was after work.
It was after work.
Yeah. And
so we were just saying like, oh, how long is this restaurant going to stay open? Like,
yeah.
How Like, at what point are they going to be, like, because, like, we started feeling unsafe coming to work already.
Yeah.
Like, the way that things were, like, moving. And then it was just, like, the next day it was just, like, all right, don't come to work. School's closed. Like,
literally everything.
Like, yeah.
It's actually
so fast.
It did happen so fast. And it's actually crazy how much things have changed since then. Like, everyone's headspace and space, like, things they were occupying themselves with were so different than they are now.
We've learned to expect anything in 2020.
We have.
Even aliens. And that
it's just,
already happened.
It already happened, but no one's really talking about it.
I haven't looked into this whole alien thing, because part of me just doesn't want to know.
It was just, like, one expert that looked at the Pentagon's files and was like, yeah, I think they have something that's not on this Earth. And then everyone was like, oh, they have something that's not on this Earth. The Pentagon said it.
Mm-hmm. But then also, yeah, what was it? The Pentagon declassified.
Oh yeah, butt ton of stuff.
Like UFO footage.
Yeah, I haven't read anything on it yet.
Like, stuff that they're just like, yeah, we don't know what that is.
Yeah, yeah, because they did have an investigative unit from like after World War II to like this. I don't know how long, but anyway, they had like three classifications of how to close a case. One was like we can explain it with like what science are the science we know. Another was just like, these aren't even, like, real, like, they didn't even happen. And then the other one was, like, we have no way of explaining how humans would be able to do this kind of thing, and we don't know what it was. Like, it wasn't a weather thing, it wasn't, they just don't know how to explain them. And then from these files, it was, like, 800 of these cases out of, like, 5,000-6,000 maybe. I don't know the exact numbers, but it was, like, lower than 1,000 in terms of the cases that weren't explainable, but that's still the Pentagon saying there was like hundreds of incidents in which they don't even know what the fuck happened. And they're not able to explain it using like the science we know of today or whatever.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you think it's strategically being all released right now to distract people from the movements that are going on within the United States? And
I remember seeing the declassification was before George Floyd got killed.
But something recent, I think, happened within the last week. This, like, mass declassification that Liam... Or, you're talking about the video,
was,
right?
Yeah, I'm talking about the
video. That video was pre-George Floyd, mid-COVID.
Yeah.
Which I also think maybe is a distraction from
is
COVID.
It distraction? Or is it just like a... You know, everyone's already riled up. Let's just
slip it in.
We don't have like a big spike.
Yeah,
and then
that, I think it's that.
That's so funny.
Let's just
like people are dealing with a lot of shit right now. If we put this on their plate, they're gonna remember, but they don't care enough to like.
Yeah, it's in a time where it won't cause mass panic.
No, but actually, seriously, what if like during this whole thing, it's just like aliens just showed up and we're just like, yo, what's good? What are you guys up to? And we're just like, guys, like.
We need a year, all right? Give us a year.
Give us the time to work on us. Or do you guys know any kind of like planetary therapist that could help us out? We're working through some stuff, man.
Jeez.
2020, am I right?
Yeah.
2020.
Having fun on planet Earth.
Anyway.
Maybe let's play some happy music now?
Yeah, we could...
Sounds like a good plan.
Play some happy music and have some more interesting conversations following this music break. I'd also just like to touch up on some of the music we just heard, even though you might be tuning in now, you might not have heard it, but that's okay. You'll hear about it right now. We heard 450 by Big Chiller Crew, recommendation from Patrick. We don't usually talk about our songs, by the way. I just feel like doing it today.
Bad Boy Chiller Crew.
BB Chiller Crew.
Other notable ones that we played when this show started, we played a song by our friend Jackson called Stormy Weather in his band Pomegranate Planet. Check them out.
New album out now on all streaming platforms and services. Plug.
Pomegranate Planet. And, yeah, then we heard a local Montreal band, Men I Trust, Show Me How was the last song. And Patrick gave us a little tune to listen to as well.
Pink Skies by Wiley from Atlanta.
Yeah, so that's what we just listened to. We probably won't do this again, ever, but I just felt like doing it now. Anyways, let's get back into the music and talk to y'all real soon. Love you.
Bye.
Escúcheme decías que no me querías. Comienza aquí mi herida. ¿Por qué te quitas la camisa? El overolita de prisa. Te escondes de mi vista. Mi corazón te lo comes y escupís mis ilusiones. Thank you.
and another day these bloodstained sheets. I'm fucking sick and I ain't trying to eat. Sexual attraction, dumb and young enough. My actions keep on haunting me. My demons are my bitch when I sleep. And my slave name is all she screams in. Deep enough in Vaseline, I'm going extra hard. And when I come, yuck, do you want me? No, fuck me. Do you want me? No, fuck me. The glow crystal clear through my window pane. The pain of my soul soaking in like the winter rain. The winner of the sweepstakes, grand prize never came. My grandma, tear stained, singing that Etta James. The sour scent of poverty seep through the sewer drain. The hourglass body, but the mind of a bird brain. What's the odds of being my unconditional love thing? You could turn the darkest clouds to sparkling sun rays, make a nigga need sunscreen. So I wish it was some shade. Burn the eighth, sitting watching you sunbathe. The sound of the storm gets you warm. You're texting me like, hey, come play. Hit the airport, get me that one way. Yeah, you say the devil's looking over your shoulder, he can't hold you. Monkeys doing just what they see, they know soldiers. Pray my umbrella work, I get wet, I play Noah. Not just rain and the snow, girl, I'm going through hell for you.
Just one of them days when the rain falls down, wash my tears away. Father in heaven, won't you come rain down, wash my tears away. Wash my tears away. Oh, holy heaven, won't you come rain down? Wash my tears away.
Feel a little drunk, I'm nervous, I can't get it up. Her service guaranteed to make your knees buckle. Oh, I'm coming, fuck you, my prototype. And I'm in love, dumb and pussy, have me crucified it. You my favorite one, yeah. Chemical atomic bombs dropping quick. Africa was never so black, I know my dick is big. Doggy style and move and blow. Rhythm in the fucking bumps. Daddies that will never hear. Grannies raised the strongest ones. So opposites attracting, leaving. Heartbroken my tendencies. And Uber's playing future just to tell you.
Just one of them days when the rain falls down, wash my tears away. Father in heaven, won't you come rain down, wash my tears away. Just one of them days when the rain wash my tears away. Oh, holy heaven, won't you come rain down? Wash my tears away.
Time of the year that I like best. In my shorts, showing off my milk bottle white legs. So bright, got me squinting like an eye test. The Red Bull patch on my head, the grubby white vest. Summer got the vibes popping like a white head. Barbecue, lying in the grass, trying to digest. Clothes smoky, ready for the summer nights. Vibes in the air, I've got everybody loving life. Guys chasing after the young and fly girls. When they're older than the dudes from the last of the summer wine. Some are sly, some will slide powder in your drink. If I see them dudes, I will drown them in the sink. Wait, let me just chill with this tequila sunrise. One time, looking at the crew, they got them rum eyes. Grabbing vitamin D from out the sunlight. Feeling much better, my life in the sunshine.
I'm a shea bather, but I love black. Gotta get me free, that's what I like. Summertime's here and I feel that vibe. I'm out on the beach, bunning ping till night. Painting by my side, yeah, that's right, it's nice. Thought I'd have a watermelon carved out with rum and ice. I'm sipping it like
Jesus.
Straight in the sea, my skin is dipping. Climbing the rocks and misty flipping. Making the food a single licking at. It's flavoursome, like the galley at eight. What you say to them? If you feel too hot, get naked then. Have a pool party and invite your friends. Get wasted, mate. Break a
bed, don't try and bring beef and make you make amends. Rep peace out here, no false pretense. Plant weed seeds, then collect the free weed that we're blessed. Put suntan on my chest, cause it is whiter than the clouds above my head. And I'll be at the ends of mountains, standing alcoholic peps and getting rowdy with my friends until the season ends. I'll chill until it's freezing. Then I must retreat to hibernate until the sun shines beaming.
Yeah. The sun's shining, sipping mojitos with the diamond. It's summertime in the park, rhyming, swimming in the lake, chilling in the shade, filling up a fat blood, trimming lemon haze. These are the days that are hard to forget. We laugh and we joke, share and connect. I'm wearing the vest, girls wearing their dresses. Exposed their flesh and showing off their best bits. 80 degrees, trying to catch a breeze. Sitting by the oak trees, rocking my Oakleys, it's scorching. Kids starting water fights. Skaters flipping boards on the quarter pipes. Birds sing, plants blossom in the paradise. That's life, the future is unset. Forget the stress now and look at the sunset. Forget the stress now and look at the sunset.
Listen.
Look at the sunset.
Ha.
Yeah, look at the sunset.
Yeah.
Look at the sunset.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. We sell crack to our own out the back of our homes. We smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episodes too, like Attack of the Clones. What till we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone?
To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
We commute the computer, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers.
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
You ask the why some people gotta live in a trailer, cause like a sailor, I paint a picture with a pen like Norman Mailer. Me and Wella raised three daughters all by herself with no help. I think about a struggle and I find the strength of myself. These words melt in my mouth, they hot like the jail cell in the south before my nigga Core bailed me out.
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
Do or die like Best Stars. See the red sky out the window of the red eye. The lead flies, the G-Rap shit, living the lead die.
Boy, I woke up.
Smoke trees and we stay drunk. Yo, our activism attacking the system. The blacks and Latins in prison. Numbers in prison. They victim black in the vision. Shit and all they got is rapping to listen to. I let them know we missing you. Your love is unconditional. Even when the condition is critical. When the living is miserable. Your position is pivotal. I ain't bullshitting you now. Why would I lie? Just to get by. Just to get by. To get fly. The TV got us reaching for stars. Not the ones between Venus and Mars. The ones to be reading for parts. So people get breath and hands with that. Saturday, Sunday, Sunday morning at the feet of the Father. They need something to rely on. We get high on all types of drugs. When all you really need is love.
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
My parents sing like John Lennon. Imagine all the people watch me rock like Paul McCartney from now until the last beat will drop.
What?
See the eyes, see the
evil inside. The best people you find, strong and feeble in mind. I stay reading the sign.
Cause no one's hurt me more than my, I've been up for a long time. Oh my, oh my, oh my. For a long time, ooh. Broad day, I've been popping pills, pouring syrup. Good day, cause I'm hanging at my auntie house.
Bendo,
selling it.
I got shooters dressing camo.
Oh my. I've been in and out the courthouse. Judge tripping, I've been flipping, flipping, syrup, sipping,
flipping.
Water whip, mama kick me out the house now. Oh my. Woo. Lying out on the couch now.
Good.
Oh my. Now. Oh my,
I'm counting up nothing but Benjamins right now.
Money. Oh my, I'm on a flight now.
Whoop.
So high, about to get some cash now.
Cash.
Oh my, got my mama that new house now.
Mama.
Oh my, now she can't kick me out now.
No.
Oh my, I've been up for a long time.
Lafayette.
Oh my. For a long time, oh my,
oh my,
oh my, oh my,
oh my, oh go,
oh my, oh my,
oh my,
oh my,
oh my,
oh my, I've been up for a long time, oh my,
long time,
oh my, oh my,
oh.
Let me tell you a little story about this side.
This side.
You really can't make it on this side.
This side.
A lot of lone stars on this side.
This side.
I feel a lot home on this side. Ball till we fall on this side. Lit late night on this side. You never come around past midnight. You miss everything on this side. This side.
This side.
This side.
This side.
This side. This side. This side. This side. This side. This side. This side, yeah. I made a lot of money on this side. Lost a lot of money on this side. Had my first kiss on this side. Learned a lot of shit about this side. Lately I've been thinking about this side. Trying to get back on this side. Trying to get back what's been mine. I gotta get back on this side. Really miss the feeling of the late nights. Shit we used to do around midnight. Hanging on the corner, had shit tight. Doing all the drugs, had to get right. If I could hit my partner back, it'd be nice. He would shoot the one, wouldn't think twice. He was too involved with the street life. Only way to live on this side. This side.
This side.
This side.
This side.
This side. This side. This side. This side. This side. Decide, decide, decide.
Young rich nigga from the north side. Pay my dues on this side. Flipping the bricks on this side. I made it out the hood, I'm on the other side. All my niggas on this side. Keep it 100 on this side. Love to get money on this side. No new niggas on this side. Look at my diamonds, don't get blind.
Don't get blind.
You better handcuff your hoe with a zip tie. We'll take a bus down on this side. Broke niggas stand to the left side. Handsome and wealthy on this side. I came from the bottom and now I'm on top. It's phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
This side, this side, this side, this side. If I did not make it, I wonder where I would go.
Oh.
This side, this side, this side.
Oh.
Graduated from the midget.
Whoa.
This the life I was living.
Whoa.
Graduated to a million.
Whoa.
This the money that I'm getting.
Whoa.
Graduated from a hot box, now I'm riding around in a Benz.
Skirt, skirt.
That's how we do it on
this side, this side, this side. Always, always this side. This side, this side, this side. That's right, that's right. You never come around past midnight, midnight, midnight.
You know I like my lean, pull right, just right, on this side.
Find everything you need, everything you need on this side.
This side, this side, this side, this side.
Exactly. You're not in the fan. Mm-hmm. You can never be a fully made guy because you're not Sicilian.
I'm from Northern Italy.
Yeah, exactly.
CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at 4:50 in the morning for that raw, uncut radio content. You know what's up. Yeah. You heard it already.
Can I pose a question?
Yeah, sure.
To the crowd and you guys. So, from the following list, you have to pick two to fight for you, to a fight to the death, to defend you from being eaten. You have to pick two of the next 9 choices, all right? Got it, crowd? First choice is 50 hawks. Second choice is 10 alligators / crocodiles, whatever you want. Probably crocodiles, though. Third choice, 3 bears. Big bears, though, like some fucking grizzly bears, not some black bears.
Wait, I want to write black this bears. Down. Or just show me the picture.
Fourth choice, 7 bulls with big horns. Big horns. Fifth choice, 1 dude with just like a hunting rifle, it looks like. Choice 6, 15 wolves. Choice 7, 10,000 rats. Choice 8, 5 silverback gorillas. Choice, what is it, 9? 9, 4 lions. So, just real quick, 50 hawks, 10 crocodiles, 3 bears, 7 bulls, 1 dude with a shotgun, 15 wolves, 10,000 rats, 5 gorillas, 4 lions. You gotta pick 2 of those to defend you, and the rest will try to come and eat you and kill you. What do you choose, and why? Here's the photo.
Well, right off the bat, I'd take the 50 hawks.
Okay.
No doubt, because no matter what, if I took anything else, if I had 50 hawks coming after me, like from the sky, nothing else is gonna. One guy with a rifle isn't taking out 50 hawks before they're gonna get me, right? Mm-hmm. So 50 hawks. I want 50 hawks on my side. That's
no matter what. That's just the that's first choice.
True. I forgot. There's the guy with the rifle that would be against me if I didn't choose him.
It's true.
But you have the defense of the animals.
You have 50 hawks.
50 hawks.
Plus another.
That's
choice.
A good defense. Yeah, but you could also get another thing as a good defense against the rifle dude.
What else fight? Well, I mean, most of those could take out. The dude with the rifle is probably the worst fucking choice.
Yeah, definitely.
Nah, the crocodiles are the worst choice, man.
Slow, I guess.
Yeah,
no, but they can get fast when they need to, right?
But dude, they're just gonna stick in the water, like we're like.
True.
Yeah, the crocodiles are the worst choice. I would not choose the crocodiles to defend me. I honestly think I would take the 10,000 rats by my side.
That's yo.
Rats is that's a lot of rats.
That's what I was thinking.
10,000 is a lot of rats. It's a lot of collective strength, and. In their brain, their goal is to defend you, you know?
Exactly.
And that's a lot of power. It's not like they're just, like, random rats running around. Like,
their
goal is to defend me, you know? And I feel like the rats could defend me. I've seen rats do some fucked up shit in the streets, like...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You get the air power with 50 hawks. Hawks are big, man. Hawks... 50 hawks could...
Easily.
Kill a lion. I'm a little concerned about the gorillas and the hawks. You know, gorillas are hefty.
But you know what's good about having the rats and the hawks is that you won't have the hawks plunging for the rats, you know?
True.
But there's 10,000 of them,
see,
actually.
My strategy for... I choose the same things as you guys would, but my strategy for this would be hawks go after all the other animals' eyes,
mm-hmm.
and then the rats just, like, attack them overwhelmingly, you know?
Eyes.
But... Can we give it up to the hawks to, like, defend us based on the purpose we give it, or are they just, like, working to defend you? Like, we don't know.
Like, are they just random, or
yeah,
can they,
like,
be given directions? Or
yeah,
whatever?
Are they given directions, or are they just defending you?
50 trained hawks, then.
Trained hawks. Yeah, if all these animals are, like, defending you but following their natural instincts, or attacking you but following your natural instincts. If a gorilla charges you and you don't move, it won't touch you.
True.
Really?
Yeah.
A gorilla?
A gorilla.
You're supposed to like look down and then like not move.
Yeah.
What, you just can't make eye contact?
Yeah.
Because it's like him testing you to be like alpha or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're just supposed to like not look at him.
If you're not alpha, you run and then you get killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you respect him, you just like look down and you're like kind of like bowing, kind of.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Bowing down to like your new ruler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's just being like, nah, I'm not scared of you. Like.
That's so interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's like, do you guys think you'd have the nerve to stand down a charging gorilla knowing that it's your only chance for survival?
I like. Do you think your flight response would kick in, or would
of course, you'd shit yourself.
Like, do you really trust that he's not going to attack you by looking down?
This is something I half heard on Discovery Channel in 2008. So,
but if that's true, that's crazy. Like, they're like one of our closest ancestors, the gorillas. Like, it's like them, chimps, and bonobos, and. It's crazy to think they still have an edge over us in certain ways, you know? Like, obviously, they're much stronger and they could climb trees, so that's definitely an edge. But, like, in the sense of, like, dominating us, like, we have to submit to them is a really interesting thing, even though we're supposedly higher in the evolution scale.
Well, you know, they're coming after us. It's penis envy. Like, gorillas have, like, astronomically tiny penises.
Do they?
Yeah.
Really small. Fun fact.
Hold on, I'm going to look at a picture.
Because they don't have sex often.
Really?
Well, not as often as humans.
Hold on. I'm pulling up a picture of a...
Humans are horny, bro.
Humans be horny, though.
They have larger testicles, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got big nuts.
But, like,
yeah.
Tiny little penises.
But, yeah, their penises
they
are
act the type,
quite
man.
Small.
They got big nuts, but tiny dicks.
I always find thinking of the great apes as such an interesting, cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
How, like, similar they are to us. Like, have you ever gone to a zoo and just, like, looked at the chimps behind, like, the glass and just been like, hold... Like,
no, I've never seen chimps at a zoo.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I would want to.
Yeah, I did. I have in Florida. And
of course it was in Florida.
Yeah, it's the Miami Zoo.
Mm.
And it's, like, insane. You're just, like, staring at these chimps that, like, look so similar to you and can literally interact and communicate. Like, every time I've gone to the zoo there, I've communicated with the chimps in a certain way, like, either with giving them French fries and, like,
no way.
Communicating with them over the French fry, or, like, going next to the glass where they are and, like, just doing some funny shit and the chimp laughing.
They get interested.
Yeah, they get interested. It's so crazy to just see, like... It's like almost like a beta human, you know, just kept behind glass.
You know, chimps can conduct war.
They can.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, the ambushes.
Mm-hmm. It was in, I don't know if it was in Goodall's studies, but someone related to Goodall, like, basically, like, followed two tribes. Or, like, it was one tribe that split into two, and the tribe that dominated the other one ambushed the single males when they were eating alone.
Yeah.
And killed them one by one until the other tribe just wasn't there anymore.
Yeah, I think Jared Diamond talks about it in one of his books.
Mm. In The Third Chimpanzee.
I believe so.
And they'd go on, like, patrols and shit of their territory.
Mm-hmm.
Insane.
That is crazy.
Smart.
Yeah,
they are smart. Well, yeah, it's literally
smart
down 2% difference from us in DNA.
Mm.
Like... tiny 2% that makes us different from them.
Less than 2%.
Yeah, less than 2% that makes us different from, like, these little dudes who just, like, wander the forest and look like us but are hairier.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy to just think, like, they're not, like, constrained by the world of government, society, and all these things, and they're just still roaming the forest, living their lives in such an interesting, weird way
to us.
Do you think apes were the grain of truth in all the myths about, like, the Yeti and, like, those kind of myths and stuff?
Well, like, lost giant apes?
Yeah.
I've never even considered anything like that.
Yeah, same.
I don't think about Yetis.
I don't even know how the
Yeti
myth started.
Well, not specifically, like, the Yeti itself, but, like...
Or, like, Bigfoot?
Yeah, like, that kind of thing.
I don't know, man.
Like, Bigfoot less so, because that's more a modern myth. But, like, in terms of, like, Native American folklore or, like... Even
apes.
Yeah, even
dude,
like.
What if those are the aliens? Are just giant apes? And, like, there's, like, a fucking higher tier, like, like boss level. It goes like chimp, human, and then like
great ape,
super duper,
super ape,
super ape. And they have their own planet where they just like, it's just mad apes, and they were, it's the planet of the apes.
They're advanced as fuck.
Did I just pitch Planet of the Apes?
I think no, that's been done before.
But no, but then they seeded Earth with the ape genetics long ago, and they set like those, like that's like God, and that's those are the aliens. It's just apes and just Bigfoot apes and stuff, and they're just patrolling, you know, like the Pacific Northwest, because that's where they have their whole like base of operations. There's mad trees. Like...
And sometimes their cloaking technology like turns off, so they get seen and have to act like a Bigfoot or something.
Yeah, exactly. That's why
yeah, they just
blurry.
Have to play it cool.
It's like their cloaking technology just gets them like, it malfunctions a little bit, so they're blurry. They're not fully visible, and that's why all the pictures.
They'd rather be a folklore myth than be discovered as who they really are.
They planted
you know?
The stories in the media.
All
just to be like,
oh, it's not aliens, it's Bigfoot, bro. It's not aliens, it's Bigfoot. Why would it be aliens? It's Bigfoot.
Yeah, true. Look at this big-ass foot, bro. Like,
it's not an alien, it's Bigfoot.
It's not an alien, it looks like your foot, man. It's the exact same thing. You think aliens would look like you? You're dumb.
He must be an unknown hominid from the early Cretaceous. That has survived to this day.
The early Cretaceous.
The early Cretaceous.
The Cretaceous period.
The Cretaceous period.
Where the custs took over.
Where the custs and kasabs took over.
Yeah. Shout out that halal place next to Forest Hills.
Shout out kasab. You know who you are.
Kasab.
Kasab.
Custy. Anyway.
That conversation though got me really thinking about like third gen.